Hello, Dove, and everyone. Very happy Sunday evening. It's good to be here with you all. Yes, as Dove said, we are here for Holy Spirit Guides, which means this is the time that we are looking at the personal messages that I receive from Holy Spirit to be helpful to me. And sometimes they're helpful to others as well. So it's fun looking at them. What I'm going to do is give you a link to the message that we're going to be looking at now. We are still looking at a series that Holy Spirit gave me in January 2007 called Be Watchful With Me. It's a mind-watching series, and there were several messages in this series, and I find them to be very helpful, and maybe some of you do too. What I would like to do first, before I look at tonight's message, is I would like to pray. If you all would join me, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Holy Spirit, I am here in gratitude for the guidance that you give each and every one of us. We seem to receive different guidance, Holy Spirit, or we may even receive the same guidance, but at different times. What's interesting, Holy Spirit, is although the guidance seems to vary from person to person, the purpose of the guidance remains the same. You are guiding us, Holy Spirit, according to our willingness and our readiness to lead us to let go of what is false and to accept again only that which is true. The ego in our mind, Holy Spirit, wants very much to cling to the false as if it is reality. It wants us to cling to the false as if it is our salvation, it is our answer, it is what is most helpful to us. And Holy Spirit, since the false is our current experience, it can sometimes seem that the ego's guidance is the right guidance, the wise guidance. But if we follow the ego's guidance, what we eventually learn is that none of its paths lead to perfect happiness. Eventually we learn that although we can find a temporary sense of security, a temporary sense of yes, it never stays the same. The ego's world fluxes and changes, and pretty soon we're in need of salvation again. We like the world. We don't like the world, and we like the world. That's duality. Because we like the world, we're not always eager to let go of it. This is why your guidance is gentle. And this is why your guidance comes to each of us according to our willingness and our readiness. But Holy Spirit, I understand that the full happiness, the bliss, as some people call it, that we honestly seek, cannot be known as long as we remain attached to the world. So Holy Spirit, I give my willingness for your continued guidance. I ask you to help me see my attachments to the world and willingly release them. Walk with me, Spirit, at the pace that is exactly right for me, and guide me to the truth, for I know that is my true heart's desire. Amen. All right. I don't know if anybody else came into the room, but just in case, here's a link to the message. As I mentioned, the message is a personal message that was given to me in January in 2007 to be helpful to me. And we'll see if it's helpful to anyone else as well. The name of this particular message is Be Watchful With Me, Part 6, Into the Stillness. So let's read. Quiet the mind. Let it be still. Do not expect being still to be a time of thoughtlessness. Thoughtlessness may come upon you, but it will not come upon you through your effort. You cannot make thoughtlessness. You can only make thoughts about thoughtlessness, and that is not thoughtlessness. When I ask you to be still, I am not asking you to be thoughtless. I am merely asking that you allow a stillness or restfulness into your mind as well, and that you put your will or willingness with the stillness. As you do this, thoughts may still arise, but they cannot interrupt your will unless you choose to allow them to do so. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to grab my notebook. As some of you may know, I had a little chat with the inner guide this morning. And I'm not going to go over that entire chat now unless, unless my guidance changes and I feel to. But right now I only feel to look at the first thing that the inner guide told me this morning. When I sat down this morning with Spirit, with the inner guide, I saw that my mind was busy with some thoughts. And my mind has been a little more busy, to be honest, in the last couple of weeks or so. So this is something that's been occurring. There's been a busyness in my mind. And so this morning I sat down with Spirit, with this busyness in my mind, and I simply said, "What may be helpful now?" That was my question. I like to ask open-ended questions so I don't put any limits on the guidance I may receive. So I asked, "What may be helpful now?" And I was told, are you ready? Relax. When you relax the temptation to judge. You relax the temptation to fear. You relax and rest into me, which allows the opportunity for my guidance to step in, where ego's guidance may have been leading a second ago. All right? So it's very interesting. As I received this guidance this morning, I remembered during my first year of listening to Spirit that I used to always receive the guidance, relax. And in fact, during the course of my day, the most common guidance I would hear in my mind is relax. It's so simple. Relax. I wonder if we recognize how often we aren't relaxed. Let's imagine that I have all these thoughts in my mind, some kind of fear. Let's imagine that I have a fear of rejection. Let's imagine that I have an appointment with someone, and it's very important to me that this someone approve of me. You know, whether that's a date type of appointment or a job interview type of appointment or, you know, I'm meeting my significant other's parents for the first time. It doesn't matter. I'm meeting someone, and it's important to me that this person approves of me. And my mind is filled with thoughts about why they probably won't, right? I don't think when we're paying attention to those thoughts that we notice that we aren't at all relaxed. And Spirit's first guidance to me, often in my first year with the Course, this morning, and in this particular message, was simply relax. Relax. And what Spirit said this morning is, when you relax, you allow the opportunity for my guidance to come in, where a moment ago, ego's guidance was leading. Right? Relax. Well, here Holy Spirit's using a different word. He's talking about stillness or restfulness. But listen again to the second paragraph. When I ask you to be still, I am not asking you to be thoughtless. And in fact, what he told us in the first paragraph is we cannot be thoughtless through our effort. We cannot make thoughtlessness happen. So many of us know that when our mind is spinning and spinning, that we can't just say, okay, I'm going to let go of these thoughts and they're gone, right? And Spirit's recognizing that too, that depending on our skill, depending on our readiness, we may not be able to just let go of thoughts and go to a still, thoughtless mind. But that doesn't mean we have to stay with the experience of a spinning, spinning mind, right? He says, when I ask you to be still, I am not asking you to be thoughtless. I am merely asking that you allow a stillness or restfulness into your mind as well. If we stop and notice when the thoughts are spinning, whatever the thoughts are, the fear of rejection or whatever, if we stop and notice, we will notice that that is probably all that is going on. We are not allowing a stillness or restfulness as well. We're not relaxing too. In other words, we've completely blocked out Spirit. We're not even allowing a crack for which Spirit to come in. And don't forget, of course, that we are the free Son of God. Free is the key word here. Free. If we are not allowing even a crack for Spirit to come in, Spirit cannot come in. Spirit cannot coerce itself upon us. So if we have tightly sealed ourselves by being completely consumed by spinning thoughts, we are not allowing the opportunity for guidance. So what does Spirit ask us to do? Relax. Rest. Allow some stillness too, right? Take a breath. Pause for a second. Give me a crack. Give me a crack. Allow some room in your mind, in your beingness, for me too. Again, starting with the second paragraph. When I ask you to be still, I am not asking you to be thoughtless. I am merely asking that you allow a stillness or restfulness into your mind as well. All right? And that you put your will or willingness with the stillness. Okay? So my mind is spinning and spinning, right? Fear of rejection for this with this person that I'm going to be meeting. It's very important to me that they approve of me, and I've got this fear. They won't. And then I remember this guidance. So I relax. I take a breath. I rest. Now there are two things in my mind where a second ago there was one. A second ago there was fear and worry. Now there's also this little bit of rest. I took a breath. Now Spirit is telling me where to focus my attention or my willingness. Instead of focusing my attention on the story, focus my attention on the rest. Give my willingness, my attention, to the part of me that is beginning to rest. And we all know, I think we've learned at one point or another, that what we give our attention to or what we give our focus to expands. So if I've allowed in a little bit of rest, a little bit of relax, a little bit of stillness, a little bit of breathing, and then I begin to focus my attention on that, although the story may still be going on in one part of my mind, my attention is now turning to the stillness. My attention is now turning to the rest, which also means my attention is now turning to Spirit and to the opportunity for guidance. So again, second paragraph. When I ask you to be still, I am not asking you to be thoughtless. I am merely asking that you allow a stillness or restfulness into your mind as well, and that you put your will or willingness with the stillness. As you do this, thoughts may still arise, but they cannot interrupt your will unless you choose to allow them to do so. So, as a thought seems to knock on the door of your mind and say, "Please come out and play with me," all you must do is say, "Not right now. I want to be still." Now, I got to be honest, I have practiced this so many times I could not even begin to count. You know, in those times when the mind is spinning, right, that's the starting point, spin, 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 I go sit in my chair and I relax and I focus on the stillness, the relaxation in me, right? And if you guys are anything like me, you know that I sit there for a minute maybe, if I'm lucky, in this place of relax. And then the story starts to come back into the head, right? What's important when the story starts to come back into the head is for us not to let all of our attention go back to the story. So Spirit gives us an image, at least an image that was helpful to me. This thought is like knocking on the door. The story is like knocking on the door saying, Hey, you want to pay attention to me again? Remember that fear of rejection we have? Let's think about that again. And Spirit has me answer that invitation, that opportunity, by saying, "Not right now. I want to be still." And I return my attention to the stillness. And I got to tell you that for me, this works. Right? I may be still for another 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. I suppose it depends on the day. But then the thoughts start coming in again, right? But then I can say again, no, not right now. I want to be still. So every time the thoughts knock on the door and give me the invitation to return my attention to them, I just say, no, not right now. I want to be still. Spirit continues with the fourth paragraph. Another thought may come along and ask you to play, and another. But all you need do is listen to the stillness as you wave them away. You can listen to the stillness as you wave the thoughts away, just as you can listen to music as you wave a thought away. Right? Now, I used to practice with Resta Burnham's music. Some of you might be aware of Resta's music. She has 13 CDs of music that came to her, I would say, as a teacher, just as NTI came to me as a teacher, just as this message came to me as a teacher, these songs came to her as a teacher. And just as what came to me is often helpful to others, what came to Resta is also often helpful to others. And what I used to do is I used to, I actually had a set of Resta's CDs in my car, and I had a set of Resta's CDs in my house. And when I felt that it was time, I would say a quick prayer. I'd ask Holy Spirit to help me pick out the CD that was best for me. And I would reach in the pile, and I'd pull out a CD, and I would trust it, and I would put that CD on. And I would always start at the beginning at that point, but it seems that somewhere in that CD, the one that I picked, there would be a song that was absolutely perfect for me now, for what I was going through, for what I was looking at, right? And so what I would do is I would start listening to that song very carefully. But what also happened is somewhere during the song, my mind would start to wander, and I would not be listening to Resta's song anymore. But as soon as I noticed that, as soon as I noticed, wait a minute, I wasn't listening to the song, I would start the song over and I would begin again. And I would practice returning my attention to Resta's song until I was able to listen to the entire song without once having my mind go away. And so I think that is why Holy Spirit is using this particular example. When Holy Spirit says you can listen to the stillness as you wave the thoughts away, just as you can listen to music as you wave a thought away, right? It's just a matter of determination, a matter of wanting in the beginning to listen to Resta's song bad enough, and now wanting to listen to the stillness bad enough, right? I can do the same thing. The thought may come that I can say, wait a minute, I want to listen to the stillness and return my attention to the stillness. And I don't even have to start the stillness over like I did the song. I can just rejoin it in the middle. Holy Spirit continues. Enjoying the stillness in this way is important because it teaches you what you want. And to me, that's not a small sentence. You see, one thing that I'm very aware of, and in fact it's a thought that's occurred to me a lot in the last couple of weeks while my mind has been a little louder. One thing that I'm very aware of is that if I am listening to the thoughts in the mind, if I'm listening to the spinning, it's because I want to. Right? Remember, I'm the free Son of God. Nothing can make me listen to thoughts that I don't want to listen to. So if I'm listening to whatever my mind is talking about, it's because I want to. Well, what Spirit is saying is if we begin the practice of listening to the stillness, what we're going to find is how that makes us feel. You know, A Course in Miracles tells us that the Holy Spirit teaches through contrast. As we learn to listen to the stillness and we learn the deep peace, the security, the feeling of restfulness that comes from listening to the stillness, and then we accidentally allow our mind to get caught up in the spinning again, but we experience that, the fear, the worry, the stress, the tension, right, the guilt. What begins to happen is we begin to learn from that contrast. We begin to learn that we don't really want to listen to the mind. What we really want is to listen to the stillness. And as we begin to truly learn this lesson, then what happens is we start being more willing to turn our attention away from the thinking mind and into the stillness. Because we begin to be aware that the stillness is what I want. It is my true heart's desire. So enjoying the stillness in this way is important because it teaches you what you want. Your heart and mind drinks from the stillness as if it is the water of life, because it is. And anyone who has learned to enjoy the stillness knows this is true, right? When we take the time to be still, our heart and mind drinks from the stillness as if it is the water of life, because it is, right? It's magnificent. Holy Spirit continues, as you drink of the water of life, you learn that the thoughts which would distract you from this water are not your total interest. As you learn they are not your total interest, they lose the commanding stature they have had in your mind until now. It is as if the volume is turned down on them and they become less important to you. They become less important to you. It's as easy as, that's not what I want. I want stillness. Right? It's not hard to let go of something when we've learned we don't want it. It's not hard to let go of something when we've learned we don't want it. Holy Spirit continues, as you go into the stillness day after day after day and drink of the water of life, the distractors that held your attention become even less important. They may still clamor for your attention, but the volume has become so low that it is much easier to dismiss them without consideration. You are no longer interested in their, I can't say this word, raucousness, is that the way you say it? Their loudness. You are no longer interested in their raucousness. your heart is with the stillness. And it is the stillness you follow throughout your day. So to me, this is a very positive, hopeful message. Spirit is saying that if we will give some time every day to stillness, some attention every day to stillness, that what's going to happen is our love of stillness itself is going to call us deeper and deeper into it. It's just a matter of taking those first steps of being willing to give some time, being willing to do our best. And remember that image, you know, we rest, we relax, we start with taking a breath or whatever. I notice I'm tense, I allow some rest. And I give my attention to the part of me that is resting. I give my attention to the part of me that is resting. And that's my doorway into stillness. You see, we don't have to have complete stillness, complete thoughtlessness the first time we try. We just have to allow the crack and then give our attention to the crack. And as the thoughts begin to come and we begin to get all wound up again, we see them as knocking on the door asking us to come out to play. And we just say, not right now. Right now I want to be still. You know, if you give no time to stillness now, what if you tried this practice for only a few minutes a day? 5 minutes a day is a starting point, right? Holy Spirit's asking us to give him a crack. So 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, can we relax? And when the thoughts come, just say, not right now, not right now. Right now I'm being still. And start to learn how to be still. So that's Be Watchful With Me, part 6, Into the Stillness. The next message we're going to look at is Be Watchful With Me, part 7. If you're in this particular message with me, part 6, you just go to the top and you'll see where it says Be Watchful With Me, part 7, and you just click on it and it will take you into that message. If you are not already into that message, you can use this link. And this link will bring you to the next message. I noticed that Wayne has written, stillness is never more than a breath away. That's a perfect sentence. That's a perfect sentence. It has a double meaning, of course. But it has the how in it, right? It has the how, the breath. You start by taking a breath. You notice there's nothing in you at all that's being still. Nothing at all. You're totally freaked out, worried, you know, whatever. And you start by taking a breath, right? And then you give your attention to the part of you that just relaxed. Stillness is never more than a breath away. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Wayne. All right. Does anybody have anything they want to share before I move on to the next message? Anything about this particular message? I'll release the mic for just a second. All right, then we're going to move on. Moving on. Be Watchful With Me, part 7. It starts off with a very cool sentence. Awakening is easier than you think. All right, so here we go. Oh, please repost the link. I got kicked out. All right, here you go. This is the link to the message we're beginning right now, Barb. All right, awakening is easier than you think. It is easier than you think because there are no real obstacles to awakening. This sounds like Jesus in A Course in Miracles. He says this kind of thing all the time, right? You can awaken right now, he says. Okay, awakening is easier than you think. It is easier than you think because there are no real obstacles to awakening. All that blocks you from knowing all that is, as it is your imagination and your wishes. Therefore, all you need to do is stop imagining and stop wishing. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Okay, but the message is a little longer, so it looks like Holy Spirit understands that we may actually need a little more. So let's move on. Yeah, easier said than done. So let's see what Spirit has for us. This may seem like a daunting task when you look at the thinking mind and see that all it does is imagine and wish. But that is because you are forgetting who you are. You are thinking, as you look at the mind, that it is master and you are victim. Okay? He's saying that we are thinking, when we think that letting go of thoughts is something we can't do, we are thinking that the mind is master and we are victim. He says we're forgetting who we are. This may seem like a daunting task when you look at the thinking mind and see that all it does is imagine and wish. But that is because you are forgetting who you are. You are thinking, as you look at the mind, that it is master and you are victim. You are thinking, as you look at the mind, that it has some power or control over you, and you are powerless. This is not true. This is only a thought within the mind that you are believing. All you need do is choose to stop believing it. It is truly that simple. Here is what you are to do. Whenever you notice the mind seems to have run amok, stop and remember that the mind cannot run amok on its own. If it has run amok, it is because you have chosen to let it run amok on the power you are feeding it. Choose to remember who you are and what mind is. You are spirit, and mind is the creation of spirit. All right, so what he is saying is that we made the mind. We're its maker. We're its maker. So it cannot control us. If the mind is spinning and spinning and spinning, it's because we're giving it the attention. The attention we give the mind feeds it. It allows it to spin. And of course, if you remember the previous message, and you remember what Wayne said about stillness is only a breath away, then you know that when you find the mind spinning and spinning and spinning, what you need to do is take those steps to stop feeding the mind with your attention. And you begin with the breath, right? You begin with the breath. You find the part of you that is relaxed, and you begin to put your attention there. Okay, I notice Lord Blue's hand is up. So Lord Blue, I am pausing for you. What have you got for me? Question: what is the difference between wishing and willingness? I ask this because it seems to me that willingness is willingness because we will to fulfill a wish. But the message says stop wishing. Yeah, in this message, the meaning of wishing is wishing that something in this moment was different than it is. You know, for example, I'm totally okay with your question. I think you know that. But let's imagine for a moment that, you know, here I am in the middle of a message and I want to finish the message without interruption, right? I always give you a chance to ask your questions at the end of a message. And I'm wishing, Lord Blue, not really, but, you know, in this scenario, I'm wishing, Lord Blue, that you had waited to ask your question when I ask for questions, right? See, that wishing is wanting something to be different than it is right now. And if we pay any attention to when we are wishing, we will notice that we're not at peace. Right? If I'm wishing you would hold your question, something in me is not at peace in that moment. So, and one thing, when we start paying attention to the mind and looking for wishing, we will find that, it's just enormous how much the mind wishes. The mind wishes a lot that something was different. And this is a part of our lack of peace, but it's also a part of what keeps the illusion going. Since I'm wishing, was actually the tiny mad idea, right? The tiny mad idea was a wish. That was the beginning point of the entire illusion. So every time we keep wishing, we just keep repeating that over and over again. So we keep feeding the illusion. Now, you talked about willingness. Obviously, we are wishing because we have the willingness to wish. If we didn't have the willingness to wish, if we only had the willingness to accept everything as it is, then that's what we would be doing. So one thing we want to look at is, where are we placing our willingness? Am I willing to keep wishing that everything's different? Or am I willing to accept things as they are? Right? Where is my willingness? Okay? So, I think that answers the question. If not, I'm sure you'll put your hand back up. I know you. what I'm going to do is return. Oh, he did put his hand back up. Okay, Lord Blue, so now what have you got for me? Follow-up. A willingness to let things be the way they are is itself a wish again. I kind of see what you're saying. You know, like if I feel like I am annoyed by your questions, right? That's my feeling, but I notice that as an error, and so I give my willingness to accept it. That is like a wish. I think that's what you're saying. I'm like wishing that I was accepting it. However, one thing that Holy Spirit does is Holy Spirit uses everything we have made to undo what we have made. So one thing that we made was wishing. Another thing that we made was the power of decision, right? Another thing that we made is feeling. Holy Spirit uses all of these in order to bring us back again. So if we were to say, for example, well, wishing got us here, I'm going to let go of all wishing without using discernment between a wish that is an ego wish and a wish that is Spirit's wish moving us back into the right direction, we would be making an error. Because Holy Spirit uses everything we made differently, reinterprets everything we made, to bring us back again. In fact, on Friday, Lynn and I, when reading the original edition of A Course in Miracles, read a section from chapter 6 called The Use of Projection. And it talked about Holy Spirit's interpretation of projection, or Holy Spirit's positive use of projection, how to use projection in order to awaken. So Holy Spirit uses everything we made to bring us home again. So yeah, if I was annoyed by your questions, And I notice that as an error, I might say I give my willingness not to be annoyed. And within that, there is a wish. But it's a wish that brings me back again, moves me in the correct direction. All right? Okay. So back to the message then. You're welcome, Lord Blue. I love you. All right, here we go. So here is what you are to do. Let's start with that. Here is what you are to do. Whenever you notice the mind seems to have run amok, stop and remember that the mind cannot run amok on its own. If it has run amok, it is because you have chosen to let it run amok on the power you are feeding it. Choose to remember who you are and what mind is. You are spirit, and mind is the creation of spirit. Right? You are the maker of mind. Now look at what Holy Spirit says next. Relax and remember who you are. You see that the crack is coming from the same place, right? The crack that lets spirit in is still coming from relax. The same thing we saw in the last message. The same thing I heard this morning when I sat down. The same thing I heard over and over again during my first year with the Course. Relax. Let's start there. Because when we relax, we let in a little bit of stillness, right? relax, and remember who you are. Remember that spirit feeds mind, and mind can only feed spirit if spirit chooses to step back and be fed. Then choose not to step back. Choose to step into your power by stepping into the stillness, which is the strength of spirit beyond the ramblings of the thinking mind. So Holy Spirit is not contradicting what was given in the previous message. Holy Spirit is still saying, relax, okay? Remember that the reason the mind is running amok right now is because you're giving your attention to it. Now, relax. Let's start to focus on the relax instead, right? Let's move our attention onto the relax. Holy Spirit continues, in stillness, you connect at the level of spirit with mind, which is of God. This we call the Holy Spirit, or the voice for God. But it is that conduit which is connected to that which is true, instead of that which is false. Resting within the quiet of that which is true, conscious awareness is fed by Holy Spirit. Resting, right? Resting within the quiet of that which is true, conscious awareness is fed by Holy Spirit, and you emerge from rest renewed with a clearer memory of that which you are. You know, what a marvelous thought. Rest. Rest. You don't have to actually answer this because we're not like in a classroom where you all can shout out your answer. But just answer, you know, within yourself. How many of you have felt that guidance before? Relax. Rest. Take a breath. And then the question is, how seriously did you take that guidance? Did you understand how important it was? Did you realize that that was the crack that was going to begin to allow spirit? Rest. Now focus your attention on the part of you that is resting. Do you see how that shifts your attention from the ego? You stop feeding the ego, and now you connect at the level of spirit with mind, which is of God, right? The conduit, which is connected to that which is true instead of that which is false. All right, so that's the end of that particular message, and hopefully it was helpful. I think that's the end of the Be Watchful With Me series. I don't believe there was another message from that particular series. The next message is called The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if you go to the top of the message that you're in and just click on The Gifts of the Holy Spirit, you will get to that message. If you're not currently in Regina Dawn Acres with ReginaDawnAcres.com with us and you want a message, here you go. Here's a link to the next message that we're going to look at, The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. And again, these are from January 2007. Before we continue, I'll just let go of the mic and see if there is anything anybody wants to share or ask before we move on to something new. All right then, moving along. Hi there, Lee. All right, moving right along then. The next message is from the Holy Spirit. There's no question or anything, so let's just dive right in. Your role is to be at peace. Your function is happiness and joy. You are asked to be nothing but love. How easy to be that which you were created to be. Now is a time of mind watching, because now is a time of releasing all thoughts that are not of love. thoughts that are not of love are of imagination. And so they are easy to release when you truly desire to do so. This is why we must look at your desire and question it now. So again, this is what I was saying earlier, that I know that if I am listening to my thinking mind, it is because I want to, right? I want to. And that's why Spirit is asking us in the first message we read tonight to give stillness a try. Because Spirit knows that if we give stillness a try, we will learn that we like stillness better than the thinking, right? And everything the thinking makes. We have to learn that we want stillness, that we want the peace of God. We can say that we want the peace of God, but as A Course in Miracles tells us, to say you want the peace of God is nothing. To mean it is everything. So that tells us that we can say we want the peace of God when really we still want to listen to these stories in our mind, right? Okay, so again, Spirit is telling us, which we already know, that we can let go of the stories in the mind if we really want to, right? If we really want to, we can. And he says, this is why we must look at your desire and question it now. All right, so the third paragraph. What do you think you want? Make a list. Don't edit it based on some perceived judgment of what you think I want to see on the list. Make the list based on what is in your heart. Write down everything you desire and do not stop until you feel you have written it all. Stop when intuition tells you to stop. When intuition says the list of highest desires is complete. I remember this well. I remember this well. I'm guessing this story is going to be a little longer than what we're going to finish in 15 minutes tonight. This was a pretty big story for me, a pretty big lesson. But I made my list. So, what do you think you want? Make a list. Don't write down what you think Spirit wants to see on the list. Write down what you really think you want. Right? Write it down. And when intuition says that your highest desires have been listed, then stop. Until then, just keep making the list. Holy Spirit continues. When the list is complete, look at it. Is there anything that you judge as wrong? Do you feel guilty for any of your desires? If you do, you feel guilty about yourself. The guilt must be let go if your highest desires are to be within your experience. I told you that I remember this well, and that's because I felt guilty for my list. I wrote on my list that I wanted financial security. I wrote on my list that I wanted a house to live in. In other words, I didn't want to be homeless. And I wrote on my list that I wanted balance in my life with Jasmine, my daughter. The next three things on the list I don't remember as well because they were more spiritual. They were things like I want to be only love, right? I want to know only thyself. There were six things on the list. Three of them were ideas that came from my true desire. But three of them were ideas that came from the thought that I'm a body, that I'm a person, that I'm in the world, that I need things in the world to be happy, to feel secure. I wrote my list in honesty. I want financial security. I want a house to live in. I want balance in my life with Jasmine. But when I looked back at my list, I felt guilty because the first three things were based on the world. Now, what was interesting? Yeah, Laura Blue, we all know ice cream's first on your list. We know Laura Blue, he loves ice cream. What was interesting is that what I wanted to do is change my list. I thought if I erase those first three things, you know, and write something more spiritual, I will feel better. But when I would go to change my list, Spirit would say to me repeatedly, and this went on, by the way, for 3 days, Spirit would say to me, don't change the list. Let go of the guilt. This went on for 3 days. And the guilt that came up over the fact that I had written those three things on the list was enormous guilt. It wasn't small. And I wanted so much to change the list. Because if I could just change the list, then I wouldn't have to be guilty, right? But Spirit said, don't change the list. Let go of the guilt. All right, so let's listen to this paragraph again. When the list is complete, look at it. Is there anything that you judge as wrong? Do you feel guilty for any of your desires? If you do, you feel guilty about yourself. This guilt must be let go if your highest desires are to be within your experience. Then Holy Spirit says, is there anything on your list that doesn't make your heart sing? Is there anything that came from the head instead of the heart? Is there anything that came from fear or unworthiness instead of love? If there is, cross that thing off of your list. It is not coming from your truth, and only your truth can guide you truly. Now, when I looked at my list with that paragraph in mind, I didn't see anything that I needed to cross off. I did not think that I needed to cross off that I wanted financial security, a house to live in, or balance in my life with Jasmine. I did not feel that I needed to cross those things off. My heart still said, yes, I want those things, even though I felt guilty about it. Maybe if I had put on the list that I wanted, let me see, what's something I might have put on that I could have would have crossed off? A better body, right? Smaller thighs. I want smaller thighs. Maybe if I had seen that on the list, I would have said, wait a minute, that just came from fear of unworthiness, and I would have crossed it off. Like, that's not really a highest list item. But that wasn't on my list, so I didn't have to cross anything off. So yeah, what did the heart speak? My list felt like it all came from the heart, so I left it. The next thing, Holy Spirit says, is there anything on your list that you feel you do not deserve? If so, you have just uncovered a spot within your own mind that does not love you. Step into the stillness and heal that spot. You are perfect love, and everything about you is as perfect as you are. I don't remember really having that problem either. I don't remember having the problem that I thought I didn't deserve financial security, a house to live in, or balance in my life with Jasmine. So apparently this message wasn't just written for me, right? Apparently there was knowledge that other people would read it later. Somebody else maybe would look at their list and say, I don't deserve that, and they need to let go of that idea. But I did not seem to have that particular issue. Then Holy Spirit continues. When the list has been edited according to the instructions above, look at the list again. This perfect list, which captures your heart's desire, is my will or guidance for you. Accept this list as my guidance and my gift. Accept it as yours. Accept it as done. All that you need do to receive every gift on this list is to trust in the gift. Now, I told you that I didn't edit my list, right? I just had to let go of guilt about it, but I didn't feel there was anything that needed to come off the list. So my list asked for financial security, a house to live in, and balance in my life with Jasmine, along with some ideas of awakening, right? What's Holy Spirit saying about that list? Accept this list as my guidance and my gift. Accept it as yours. Accept it as done. All that you need do to receive every gift on this list is to trust in the gift. And I will tell you now that I do feel these gifts have been given. Right? My financial needs continue to be taken care of. I definitely have a house to live in. It's a beautiful house. And I do think there's balance in my life with Jasmine. Right? But what's interesting is this is a little different than the secret. If you guys know about the secret, the law of attraction, the laws of manifestation, what they tell you to do if you would want, for example, financial security, is they tell you to focus on that wanting, right? Give your attention to that wanting. Spirit isn't telling me to do that. He's saying just accept it as done, right? He's not telling me to spend every morning envisioning it. This is to be a gift. It's not something that I'm to make with the ego mind, not even the power of ego mind. It's a gift. I'm just to trust the gift. In other words, quit worrying about it. Quit fearing that I won't have it. Just know that Spirit loves me. And that which I need, for as long as I need it, in order to feel truly secure and loved within the world, will be given. And you know, A Course in Miracles makes the same promise. There's a place in A Course in Miracles where we are told that Holy Spirit will give us everything we think we need as long as we think we need it. Right? This message continues. When thoughts come into the mind that distract you from the certainty of these gifts, say no to those thoughts. Remember that your only function is to trust in the gifts. By trusting in the gifts, you will be led to them. Do not make them for yourself, right? Do not make them for yourself, for what you make is not given, and so it is not a gift. Which means I was not to use the power of the mind following the laws of attraction, nor was I to use the power of the body through traditional means to make the gift for myself. I was just to trust it would be given. Do not make them for yourself, for what you make is not given, and so it is not a gift. Wait in anticipation for the day that I give the gift to you. For on that day you shall truly rejoice. When you see that the gift is from me, and not through your thinking and your effort, you shall know truly that which is my name. In knowing my name, you learn your name. In learning your name, fear is no more. So what is the name of God? I am, right? Pure existence itself. But also, are we not told God is love? And a part of how we learn that God is love is by allowing God to guide us and to meet our needs within the world. It's a stepping stone. Eventually we let go of needing in the world. We let go of the world completely. But to lie and to say that we're there now is foolish, because the truth is, if things are taken away from us and we still think we need them, it terrifies us. In fact, at night, when we eat supper here, I pray. I say a very quick prayer, because Jasmine's not into prayers. But the prayer is, Holy Spirit, thank you so very much for everything. And within that prayer, I mean, thank you so very much for everything. For your guidance, right? For this food. For this house. For my balance and my life with Jasmine, right? And Bill Free is here. I think he's the one that asked me once. I could be wrong, but I think Bill Free once asked me why I prayed and said thank you for things like food, right? Stuff like that. Why do you do that? I could be wrong, but I think it was Bill that asked that question. And the answer was, because I'd be terrified without it. I know that. I'm still in a place where if all of the food was taken away, if I couldn't get food, I would be terrified. I'm not ready for that. And so I say thank you for the food. And I trust that the gift will continue to be given, right? Thank you for the financial security that I have. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the house. Thank you for the balance in my life with Jasmine. Thank you. Because right now I still seem to need these things. They are helpful to me. They teach me that you are love. They teach me that I can trust. I also fully expect there will come a time, whether it's in this lifetime or another, I do not know, but I fully expect there will come a time when I will not have as many worldly needs. Right? When I will have so much trust in God, so much trust in I am, so much trust in our reality, that the needs of the body will lose importance. And I would say it is possible that when the needs of the body lose their importance, that some of those things will go away. But isn't it because that's okay with me now, right? I thought we wouldn't finish this in 15 minutes, but I guess I was wrong. It looks like we have finished it. Like I said, that was a very important time for me. I had to learn to let go of guilt for seeming to want a few things in the world in order to feel safe, right? I had to let go of guilt. But I did let go of that guilt. I did not change my list, and I do feel those things have been given, and I'm still grateful for that. Now, it looks like next week we are going to look at another message that did come during this period of time, because I did need help from Spirit in order to do all of that. So next week we're going to look at a message called Looking at Individual Desires. But for now, my time is up, and my beloved brother Larry, I believe, is teaching next. So I will let go of the mic. Thank you, everyone, for coming and spending a little time with me. Bye.